Yes, ma'am.
It is now 5:00. I call to order this workshop of the Apalachicola City Commission. Today is Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Will you please stand for the invocation and pledge of allegiance? Gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you. We thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people, God, to do the will of your people. Lord, we ask that you grant clarity, God, grant precise understanding, oh God. Lord, let it not be any confusion, but harmony, God. We thank you for the peace, God, the peace that you provide, the peace that you give, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this city, continue to keep us, God, shield us and protect us. This we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we will open the floor for public comment. Josh Etsu.
Comments until after the presentation?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hausman, is that what you want to do as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Hammond, yes, you can open it up for us.
Good evening. Again, my name is Brett Hammond. I'm the firm principal at the Hammond Design Group Architect. What we're going to do tonight is talk briefly. Some of what you see before you is kind of just a brief recap. I didn't want to go back through the previous two meetings where we showed the entire report and then the piece of the report, but I did want to move to pretty quickly into kind of the design ideas. We're seeking input from you and stakeholders as to which direction you want us to go and pursue. I left some of the information because at the last meeting there weren't a lot of people with regard to the public, just so that they would get a quick feel for the things that we've gone through to try to study and give you an idea of the condition of the existing structure. And then I want to move directly into the actual designs and explain why we did what we did, as well as, again, those are just designs to discuss. We're not saying that's the finished product. But it just kind of gives us an idea of the direction of how to go, is what it amounts to. Travis, can I get you to go forward? This is just, I left our comments the same throughout, I mean, with regard to the section numbers and so forth, just so that we could, if need be, I could go back to previous presentations or if the public sees the original document, they would know which section this occurred in. Next one, please. For a very quick presentation, just to go through, we surveyed this project within a 16th of an inch of tolerance. We did it with lasers. It was laser surveyed. And the whole point of this next few slides is just to show the public the degradation that's occurring inside the building. We have more that we have not shown, just for brevity. But the building is essentially collapsing in on itself. Next slide, please, Travis. You can see that in both instances. You can see the area where the building is physically collapsing. Structure is giving out the actual images through it. Roof is exposed and has been since Michael. The woodwork up there, there's actually a crown in the second story floor. I have been in the building about 5 times now. My staff has been in it twice. Surveyors were in it once. Structural engineer wouldn't go in it. So with regard to that, it is in bad shape from a standpoint. We started this process with the understanding that we would generate documents to restore the structure until we physically got to costing. Next slide, please. Again, this just shows the deterioration of the building itself. And again, this was done to within a 16th of an inch of tolerance. So you get some feel for what's happening to the building. The structure underneath it, back around, I suspect it occurred around 2008, 2009, 2010, somewhere in that vicinity. Some people did try to splice piles in. The problem with it is to try to bring this building to code, even in the historic structure. I could not recommend it without meeting the structural requirements outlined by code, which means piles have got to be driven between 20 and 30 feet deep The only way to do that is try to lift this structure off its current foundation, move it inland, and to do that, the cost of rebuilding it to stabilize the structure for the move is going to cost you as much as rebuilding the structure. Next slide, please, Travis. Just a quick comparison contrasting. This is the building from water, a view from Water Street that shows the existing elevation and a view from the south to south elevation. Next slide, please. This is a slide. The one on the left is a slide from 2008. And then you can see the slide from 2024, and you can see the deterioration on the left-hand side as the actual lean-to structure has actually physically fallen. So there's quite a bit of difference. Next slide. South side elevation, again, 2008, you can still see that it's all pretty much intact. And then the 2024 elevation, you can see the roof on the lean-to side of it is collapsing in on itself. Doesn't show it real well. Some of the other slides we had zoomed in on the roof, but you can see the tin has been pulled back and exposed since Hurricane Michael. All the actual floors in the lean-to portions of the building are all heaved, broken loose, and scattered throughout the physical building. Next slide, please. Cost. We generated a cost to try to historically renovate the building, and we believe you're about $10.5 million in. That assumes that we would rebuild the building enough to stabilize it, lift it off its current structural foundation, move it somewhere out, probably under the bridge somewhere, wrap it around in fencing, turn around and come back in, pull the old piles, jerk those piles, put down new concrete piles 20 to 30 feet deep, move this building back in and set it back down on top of it and anchor it. and then, of course, $10.5 million is a lot of change. I think I could rebuild the structure for about six if you wanted to totally rebuild it new. Again, that also assumes, of course, you lose any potential for grants. We explored, we talked to the Department of State, even special categories grants now. You can, in fact, apply and for $1 million, assuming you've got the political clout to get that $1 million. Problem is, $1 million isn't going to touch this structure. And to think you'd get $1 million for 10 full years is probably a long stretch. And that's because over time, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, everybody's looking at those special category funds. So unless you've got a real wrinkle that could do that over time, I believe to generate $10 million would be tough. So we believed even just rebuilding it brand new, you're probably in it for about 5-9. Next slide. The potential concepts we presented to you all last time are, obviously, we reduced the footprint. Rather than 6,500 square feet, you got about 2,400 square feet, 2,480, I think, to be exact, 2,450. We tried on this first slide, we tried to kind of mirror the idea of the Popham, the existing Popham building. We kept everything all open air, no facilities whatsoever. It's just an open air pavilion. It is quite a bit smaller, but again, we thought at the time when we presented to you last time, rather than present something to you at $6 million, you're looking at something between $1 million and $2 million, something that might be more realistic. Next slide. This was the same thing, except what we did was we enclosed the two corners, took one of the corners and turned it into bathrooms, and what you see on the right are two different bathroom arrangements. I'm not saying it needs to be a bathroom on either side. What we can do is satisfy the code-required bathroom requirement with one 16-by-16-foot bay. And what we did was showed you two different configurations of bathrooms fitting inside that 16-by-16 bay. Next slide. This changed, altered it, and what we did was we put a hip roof requirement on the actual cupola up top as opposed to having a gable end requirement. Layout is essentially the same. Again, toilets, it would be a matter of working with you all and saying, do you want it to exit from inside? We can arrange toilets, however, but you can see we can get almost six separate toilet rooms that would function if you chose to go with toilets. And again, whether you do or don't, that's not for me to decide. That's for me to take direction from you all. Next slide. Same thing again here. We enclose the top of the cupola, but again, it's the same configuration and floor plan. It's 2450, and again, it shows one side being enclosed with a toilet room, the other side being potentially enclosed if you wanted to have a vendor in there or a place to store chairs or those types of things. We have not made any determination whatsoever. We just thought, you know, if we do one side, maybe we do the other side to balance it out and give you a place to store things. Next slide. This is the actual blow-up of the actual individual toilet rooms. Again, that will fit in one of the 16 by 16 foot bays. Either one of those configurations. You can have a center corridor down functioning. It gives you five, gives you two handicap stalls and three bays. Or we could rearrange it any other way, and we could do two handicap stalls and two general toilet rooms operating in a different capacity. Next one. We took it a different route, just to give you a heads up. There was a lot of discussion. I don't think it was the last one. I think it was the one before. There was a gentleman that asked, he said, why are we building anything? He said, you know, it's going to flood again. You're going to have these problems. So we looked at it and thought, well, what happens if you just turn it into a physical platform with something at the end that could serve as a sort of a visual focal point with the river in the background? What you see up in the lower left-hand corner, both of the plan as well as the photograph there on the right, those sloped arrangements are information kiosks. Maybe we could put the description of the Popham building and why it's important to the community and what it's done to the working waterfront. And that gives you people walking up and down the riverfront direct access to those information kiosks and that arrangement. But this one is totally open. There's no cover. Next slide, please, Travis. And we looked at it a little bit differently. We thought, you know, maybe if we extended them up, stretched cables across them and did kites or sails across them to provide some shade. You know, I'm thinking, of course, in a venue arrangement to have a wedding. You got the big platform. You could have chairs out there, cover it, provide that. The only one problem there is that you don't have any toilet rooms. No toilets in that particular area. But again, it would give you a beautiful location to have a wedding ceremony at the end underneath the pergola. You have that entire deck that you could set up chairs. And then we looked at it like, you know, maybe you stretch kites across it, pull them back, you know, do that sort of thing to provide some shade. And it was hot. If it's nice, you don't do anything. You know, there's a host of things you could do. They wouldn't have to remain permanent. They could be taken down or put up based on the venue. But those were kind of our ideas. And what we'd like to get from you all tonight is a direction. You know, last meeting, the discussion was a building of 1,500 to 2,400 square feet. I can do all of them, but I'd like to kind of know the direction. Do you want toilets? Do you not want toilets? Do you want it open air? Do you want it closed? And we can bring something back to you all, send it to Bree, have it distributed amongst you. be happy to do it. Have no problem. Do you not even want to build? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what you all as a commission want, what the community and stakeholders wish to have.
So let me just open it up for public
comment?
Discussion.
I'll back
and
away.
Then we will go from there. Mr. Etsu?
My name is John Fitzhugh. My wife and I are part-time but voting residents of Apalachicola, and we've been here for about 5 years. I commend you for trying to see about using some of the resources on the waterfront or in the town, and because whatever is done here will improve the ambience of the town and the attractiveness to residents as well as tourists. I think I'd like to see some thought maybe given to involving the private sector and being able to do some of these things instead of just building something and figuring that, well, this doesn't cost too much and we'll just have to, it'll be there. But then, of course, there's maintenance of it and other things like that. Whereas if you have in the private sector, there's someone's making money presumably off the property and they're keeping it up and so forth. The only other comment I'd like to make is it seems to me that the city has numerous properties around the city which are underutilized. And it would be good if you don't have a capital plan to sort of have a capital plan addressing some of the use of these properties and what could be happening. I mean, the old fire station. I walk by that almost every day, and it's been empty and decrepit for at least 5 years. There was some effort of tearing it down, I think, and putting a parking lot there, but that's not happened. And it just, it's an eyesore. And it's a resource that could be used if the things were done properly. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hausman?
My name is Paul Scott Hausman, and I've been a resident here for almost 11 years. A few people know me. I ran the water law program for the state of Wisconsin for 32 years. And in that position, anything in Wisconsin that you put in the water, take out of the water, has to have to get a permit from the state. I've been involved in a lot of waterfront renewal projects. Some have worked very, very well, and some have failed. And mostly they have failed because nobody goes, how are we going to maintain this facility, building, or even an open space for the next number of years? And I would say that because I worked on Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and Wisconsin, and these were old fishing towns, somewhat familiar to Appalachia, or similar to Apalachicola. Some of them worked really, really well, and they're just money makers for the community. The ones that have failed in my past was, okay, we'll find the money, we'll build this, and then 2 years later, now who's going to, when they get tagged, when they get blown apart by a winter storm, that's Wisconsin, who's going to repair it? Where are we going to find the money to do it? And that's the only concern I would have here. I would just emphasize, yes, let's look at the waterway, look at the river. That is a real bonus to this community. But it has to be in consideration of the finances. This is not a rich city. And I think as the man before me said, you know, we have a lot of properties that I know of that nothing's happening. Just as an aside, I used to take care of the Coast Guard building. That's now the city's property. And by the way, I know I gave Anita the original report why the Coast Guard abandoned it, because their estimate to redo their bulkhead and their dock was $500,000. And that's why they said, okay, we'll give it back to the city for a dollar. So anyway, this was just considerations. I'd love to see something down there on the waterfront. It attracts people, and people love being on the river, being on the water. Whether they're on a boat or they're just walking on a sidewalk. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any more public comments? I don't have any other cards. Are there any other?
Watkins resident. I think that what my idea would be is just the platform, something like Lafayette Park, only on a larger scale. Because anything you put down there, you're in the risk of a hurricane. Of course, FEMA will usually back you up on it, but I wouldn't go too extravagant with it. Some of these drawings look good. I kind of like the open air instead of putting a building there. But they build some strong buildings now. They can build a strong. But one of the concerns I was having was what we're going to do with the pilings, which would be a dock going out on the side of the land. Pressure treated pilings, all in place. Or y'all, if you pull all them up and get rid of them, then you're going to lose the footprint, which is the hardest part to get in that, scenario. So I that was just my idea of a local resident to put a platform out there, put a handrail around it. You could have weddings out there without all the toilets and all that headache. That's going to be a headache. I don't even want to get into that. But anyway, that's just my view of it at a public workshop, I think. But I think we ought to preserve the pilings where we could put a dock out there to the side and put a viewing platform, maybe some little something out there that if the storm tore up, that FEMA would help us get it back. Not lose that footprint of those pilings out there. Not all of them, but just the ones that go out along the land. Not all the boat slips and all the sheds and all that that they had down there. But I think that that would be a better choice than spending a lot of money to something that's going to be right out there in harm's way. However, that's not as bad right there as the, because you do have that little bit of land right there and the bridge. But just kind of make it something like the, like I say, the docks that we've already got, just a, on a, you know, maybe a bigger platform with a shed on it. But that's my idea. Anyway.
Thank you. Ms. Buchanan?
Sign up, but so thank you for this. I think there are a lot of really interesting and good options here. I learned something at a county commission meeting months ago, and they were talking about a development at St. George Island. And a county commissioner stated, you know, one of our real strengths here in Franklin County, one of our really wonderful attributes is access to the water. And that's what we all love. But it's visual access. It is physical access. It is psychological access that you can walk or drive or golf cart or bicycle or golf cart to where a lot of places where you just want to be near the water, see the water, fish in the water, maybe pull a small boat up to that. People fish here. You know, they wheel carts out and they go fishing. And I would hate for us to have something that's kind of too fancy or too imposing where people couldn't do that. And I think that location is wonderful. So I think all these are really great. And yeah, maintenance, for Travis's perspective, I think is really important. Whatever we build, we need to be able to maintain. But these are all wonderful designs. Again, the psychological visual access is something I think we all value. Thank you.
Any other public comments? That's fine. Ms. Engel?
Donna Engel, local resident here. I agree with everything that the civilians here have said. Simple. We have sidewalks we can't maintain. We have bathrooms we can't maintain. But simple. That's what the tourists come here for. And Riverfront Park is really the only one that they can go down there right now. Maybe walk. There's Battery Park, but that's not quite the same, that they can go walk up to the river and see everything. Maybe a simple familiar. But also, that's where a lot of kayakers come out right there. Just a simple kayak removal entry-exit point that doesn't have to cost a lot. And then I have visitors that come, and they're coming down the river. Where can I just pull out and let out passengers? That's hard to do at Riverfront Park. You need something at that level. But if you could combine those elements with entry-exit to the river, that's a gathering point. It would be a great benefit to the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Corey?
I've got some comments I'd like to make on behalf of the city and in response to some of the public comments, if y'all are okay with that. Okay. I've got a little list going, so we can go down these one by one, and somebody feel free to interrupt me and comment on this if you'd like to. So at the last meeting, when we wrapped up, the commission had given consensus on an open-air pavilion style, educational materials on site for the history of the Popham Building, the importance of saving materials during demolition, and there was a request for me and Commissioner Grove to meet with a citizen, and we did meet with George Watkins, so I'll go over those comments in just a second as well. Talking points for today that I had noted were size, a decision on bathrooms, if you want them, how many, and what to do about the docks. So public comments, the first one I have, it mentions the private sector and maybe bringing that in. This property did come from the Florida Communities Trust, so it has to be public and it has to be recreational, educational, or for some type of infrastructure. Travis probably knows a little bit more about that than I do. But to my knowledge, we can't bring a private business in onto this or rent out the location or something like that. The fire department building downtown was mentioned. That project is in the same pot of money that's paying for this demo and design process, so that is coming. It will be done by September 2025. Concerns on permitting and maintenance. I had a note maybe for Brett to address this, maybe after we get through my comments. Access to the water was noted. I do want to note that Andrews Pier, which is, if you're looking at the Popham Building from Water Street to the right, that's also in this pot of money to be rebuilt. So there's going to be a lot of slips there for people to pull their boats up. I did like the note about the kayak enter and exit point. That might be something we should talk about. And just some basic comments from Commissioner Grove and I's meeting with George Watkins. We were all on the same page about the open-air pavilion and the importance of saving materials during demolition for a future project. Keeping this available and open to the public was very important. The docks, I have a note that we discussed the docks being rebuilt with safety rails for fishing use and for people to be able to walk out there. I also have a note that we discussed docking boats at this location would not be realistic due to the depth. Maybe George Watkins wants to comment on that. I've made a note about the potential for a unisex bathroom in the rear of the structure, just one, and Commissioner Grove mentioned that a partial wall in the back of it might be a good idea to kind of offer some privacy if there is an event going on. If we do go with a super open style, everybody on Water Street will be able to see directly in as far as the boat ramp all the way through. So that's something to consider, and we'll also need somewhere to hang the educational materials or do the kiosk on the ground. Power and water hookups were stated as important, and George made a comment about the shape of the docks. Maybe we could plan to expand it and kind of meet in the middle and connect it all. We could try for that, and if we get to permitting and they tell us no, that's fine. At least we tried, but that's something I noted of importance. And that's pretty much it. Do you want to talk about the permitting side of this?
Can't talk about the permitting. The idea behind it, it's a welcome thought. But the idea behind the permitting of the structure is, again, at the last meeting we talked about demoing the building down to the physical first floor platform and letting that remain intact until such time as the money comes available to do this. And that way you protect those grandfather rights over top of the submerged lands. So essentially you would not pull any of that up. This is not quite as wide as the Popham Building, but the idea is it would go over the existing footprint of that. So there's been a lot of discussion about it, is leaving that part of it intact so that we do not get, you know, revegetated soil and then create problems with DEP and the Army Corps. So leaving the ground floor platform intact until we build this, we would have grandfather status based on talking to Scott and everybody else with regard to the environmental permits required. We would have grandfather status to do that so that we're not impacting. Obviously, we would tear the balance of it out so that the new project would fit where it needs to fit. And then you'd have a different story 30 years down the road as you try to rebuild or add on to it. But for the initial thing, everything we've talked about so far would occur inside the existing footprint of the Popham Building, even though we've torn off the top part of it, salvaged the materials until such time as it's built. That answer? Did that provide enough information for you? We tried to do that. There was a big discussion about it. I was involved in something very similar to this over in West Florida. And once it was torn down, you know, if you don't leave a certain aspect, we pulled piles. And what we did was we pulled the DEP, never even recognized they'd been there before, even though we had a licensed survey that actually identified the piles as being there before we pulled them. And it took us 2 years to get the actual Army Corps to buy off on it. So we didn't want to do that at this point in time. We wanted to leave that intact until we start the building, and then you were building over the footprint of the existing structure.
And what about the dock?
I have nothing to the dock. I'm just involved in the building. All right, we're working for this guy here.
Right, I just wanted to add a little bit more. Thanks.
I'm Dave Snyder. I'm with HAF at Tallahassee. We're the project manager and the lead for this riverfront revitalization project. Brett's responsible for the Popham building, and I'm taking care of the reconstruction along the waterfront and for the beautification of Water and Commerce Street. Answering some of your questions, Brett said, we are not going to make any large expansion, no expansion over what's out there right now. So our permitting, we're using fellows here in town to help us with the permitting. Their process is, they're in the process right now. They're probably 50 or 60% complete with the permitting process. And we will not extend and go out beyond the limits of the existing structure, just so that we don't have that problem, okay? I like your idea about the firehouse. That's in my set of plans. Yeah. That firehouse, if you look at the structural steel in that firehouse, it's in great shape. I've asked the contractor to take it apart because it's all bolted. It's a nice piece. It's a nice piece of steel. Put it on a truck, and Travis is going to tell him where to put it down so that when he needs a nice covered shed someplace to put equipment in, he's got a nice 4,000-square-foot big steel structure they could put back together. It's, you know, label the pieces, take them apart, take them out there, put them back together. So then take that area there to make a parking lot out of it. Parking for both bikes and carts like Travis wanted, and then some parking for vehicles too, because the big issue downtown is places to park. So that's what we're doing with our plans. I've got them ready to go. I've got the project separated by each one of the seven entities out there, from the Anders Pier straight up all the way up to the Water Street Seafood. What I'd like to do, and Brett and I have talked about this, is we have demolition of some of the Coast Guard building. We're going to bring that down. We have demolition of a couple other buildings in my set of plans. I'd like to include demolition of the Popham building as a goes with. We're going to have a contractor out there that's going to, you know, give us a price to do that. And we'd like to include at least phase one of the Popham building, bringing it down. If we need to save the existing material, great. You know, we'll just tell the contractor it needs to be stored someplace that we can store the material out there for future use. The permitting issues, I think the permitting is not going to be as difficult as we thought it was going to be, because we're not making any bigger. We've got the Anders Pier being reconstructed. So it's got 230 feet of docking along the riverfront, another 90 feet that comes in. We've got a sidewalk that'll take, you know, people off the pier and up Water Street. The existing docks at the Popham building, the shed would come down over the top, but we could probably do something, you know, as a like an observation or something like that. It could be done, looked into at least, something like that.
Yeah, the language we'd have to use would be observation pier. If we call it a fishing pier, a lot more regulations kick in. So for simplicity's sake, it is going to be an observation pier. And if someone goes and fishes off of it, so be it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So for the purpose of this workshop, the commission, we need to decide what direction we want to go in and give that to Brett so they can move forward with their plans. And it sounds like we also need to make a decision on the demolition aspect, or is that encompassed in the current plan?
I'd like to speak on that. That's something that's come straight from Commerce. When the commission made the decision to go for the partial demolition and the plans, that's already in motion. The plan is to bid that out along with the other projects at the start of the new year and get those rolling. As far as the design goes, for my notes today, what I thought maybe we could get accomplished was a determination of size, just a simple conversation on bathrooms. Do we want them or not? If we do, how many or how big? And then I also had a note about the docks, but it seems like the docks are something that's already been decided upon. Observation, put back what's there with railings. So I guess I do have a question for y'all. Are y'all saying we couldn't add anything on to the docks, or we're going to be limited to just what we're grandfathered in for?
I'm not going to say you can't. The demolition, we've finalized at our office, we've finalized the demolition of the physical building to give to Dave. But we were talking even on Monday of this week, a week ago, about the area where the boat slips are out behind it. And I didn't want to leave that. I didn't want to tear the building down and leave that, because that's equally as bad a shape as the actual physical building. So Dave and I talked about adding that as a demo feature to have that area over the water. Now, with regard to piles, I don't know. We didn't survey that aspect of it. So I don't know what's underneath the tin. I do know what you can see from Google Earth, the piles out there on the existing dock out there in the river. But I don't know what's actually physically under the tin, because we were, as architects, we were working kind of the building envelope is what we were working on. Yeah, that's what, if you go back and look at the historic photos, there were slips that went in, covered slips that went into that location.
They're still there.
They're still there. Well, I'm assuming they are.
So in the ways, which is, for those of you who don't know what a ways is, it's kind of like a wooden platform that you drive a boat up on, and they're able to winch it up out of,
the water
or tow it up out of the water, and that's where a lot of boats were taken out. So it's if you don't know, you can't really see it, but I don't know how much is still there, George. Yeah.
All the building on top of it, I know that's gone.
And okay. The piling that we could get to at Anders Pier is in good shape. It's just the deck that got tore. So we're going, just going to replace, you know, the stringers and the framing and the decking and access pier out to there is what. Kind of where it was, you know.
Okay, so we are winding down, and I want to open up so that the commissioners can voice their opinion, sure, their concerns at this Please. Point. So we're down to about 20 minutes, so we want to do that. I just have one question, and I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Grove. The material that will be used to secure the Popham building once it's demoed, do you have an idea what that will be, and will it be aesthetically pleasing to the eye once it goes?
What we currently have in the documents, once the building is taken down to the physical platform, we are going to put up a vinyl-coated chain-link fence with a lockable gate. It could be black. It could, you know, typically, we specify a black vinyl coating, and that would give you, it needs to be 6 feet high. The beauty of it being fenced off now, of course, is, and with the building down, you won't have the transient population in the building where people can't see them. If you do see somebody out there, there's obviously somebody's going to say, wait a minute, nobody's supposed to be out there, supposed to be secure. But we are going to carry, we're currently showing the fencing going around the existing footprint down to the water's edge with a lockable gate that could be a maintenance gate. We can even make a six-foot gate, too. I don't mind putting a six-foot gate on. Right now, it's just shown as a three-foot, six-foot high gate. But we can make a six-foot gate or an eight-foot opening or something if you want to get a piece of equipment or something in it. And that would secure it, again, with the platform out there. That pretty much keeps people out. And if somebody is in it, I would assume somebody would call the police or, you know, get it secured, because there's no reason for them to be there. Now, there are two, or at least the last time I was there were two bedrolls kind of rolled in different locations. So you've had transients inside the building is, it's not stable.
I would not, I just hate to recommend, particularly the lean-to sides of the building are not good at all. The surveyor, who was a beanpole surveyor going up the second floor, stepped in the middle of the stair to the second floor and broke the step. After I secured it, I told people to stand at the outside as they walk up. So that,
and I'm going to admit, I'm the structural engineer that wouldn't go in the building. So.
There's in that scope, the simple answer to that is we have funding for high fencing and signage of what's going on so people know something's coming. This is the design.
And we would be happy to work with you on the historic. We have historic photos of the building, you know, to try to help you develop some sort of signage that could be mounted out in front of the fence or attached to the fence in some way. You know, if you ultimately go with something like this, some sort of kiosk or arrangement there that could be used as an educational function until you get to the final solution and get the actual new building up and running. But that would give you that. And that's certainly doable at this stage. It's just some of that stuff needs to be pushed into the design phase. We're in the demo phase to try to help Dave get his first phase one documents out. And then while you have contractors on site, that's going to be obviously the most cost effective because you have people in there looking at doing multiple demo projects. You're going to secure a better price.
So you need an answer or direction tonight?
I need an answer or direction on the new direction, where you want to go. Do you want it to be an open platform? Do you want it to be a building with toilets? Do you want, you know?
And I apologize for cutting you off.
No.
We're getting a time constraint. So let me open it up for the commissioners to voice their opinion, and I'm going to start with Commissioner George. Do you have any comments?
Well, thank you for providing all these additional ideas. As you know, I'm not in favor of having a building there. And I was, before seeing these, the open pavilion I thought was the best way to go. I'm not in favor of having bathrooms there on the river. At some point, we need to have bathrooms in the Battery Park area, but I don't think right there on the river is the ideal place for them. Worrying about cost, as I said before, our prospects of obtaining grant funding for another big project like this, I don't think are that great, and issues with the ongoing maintenance. So I'm delighted to see this deck idea. I think something like that, we should focus on access to the water, connection to the existing docks that are there for, access to the water, both walking and by boats. In my opinion, the simpler, the better. So I like best this 5.6 deck idea.
Okay.
So, and a small size like we had discussed before.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner George.
Oh, and also on the demolition, the salvage of the existing materials, I think we all agreed, was a very important aspect. So, before that...
There are a number of things there. The big doors, the big sliding doors, and the hardware associated with them, those are on the side next to the seafood business right next door. Those are certainly, there might be some, I would certainly salvage them and then think about maybe you could put them somewhere at some future location. There's a lot. If you take it down, the most substantial lumber is in the actual physical deck, first floor deck itself. The rest of it is pretty touchy. You might scrounge some off the second floor. The tin, that would be entirely up to you all. Yeah, if you want to salvage it, and we can certainly put a location, as long as we have a location, we can tell the salvage people that they're going to carefully demo it, and the lumber, saved lumber, and the tin would go to a location that Travis and the city staff could tell us where to take it. Be happy to do so.
And I think Commissioner Grove committed to working on the salvage project as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you both.
Commissioner Grove?
That was one of the most important parts, I thought, between George and I, and also I think city staff is retaining some of the lumber to be used so it can echo the past building. and of course putting up some interpretation so people know who is there. I agree, bathrooms are not a priority. If somebody wants to have a wedding there, they can rent bathrooms. That's what's done in a lot of the open platforms. My questions come in. We tend to build docks and platforms with flow through so that they're not unearthed when the hurricane comes. So I don't know how you would do that. I think it could be used for all sorts of things. I love the sail idea of, mm-hmm. of a mm-hmm. removable cover. I think that you know, is going to have.
Well, in honesty, and I appreciate the comment because, like you say, the grates and so forth. Those are typically done, at least in my experience on the previous projects, have been done when you have seagrasses and things exposed underneath.
Yeah.
At this point in time, we don't have that because it's right now it's permanently covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in truthfulness and fairness to you, I haven't approached Scott about this aspect, and he might tell us that we would need to do that. And if it did, then we would probably want to include it in some fashion.
For the sake of time, I meant for because if storm surge comes up,
comes
it
through?
Will take the boards out.
Okay.
And if
okay.
you have a distance between it,
yeah. Okay.
Whether it be flow through or it be a larger gap, the problem is that may conflict with somebody having a wedding there.
Right. Right.
Anyway, so. But I think the most important part is definitely retaining the material and reusing them. And just to touch on what Bree said, we would love to have that fire station torn down. It's the bane of my existence and the Coast Guard dock fixed. Everybody thinks we're just twiddling our thumbs. So the faster you can get any of that done, you will make me a happy woman.
So you're leaning about 5-6 as well, kind of an open platform,
open platform. I love the little nod to the gabled inn on
right.
inn. I think it, it's
okay.
It's nice to have a visual
uh-huh.
For the public. Hey,
I was looking, thinking about it over the weekend, I thought you'd have something to kind of give, but gives you the river as a backdrop, but it gives you a termination point if you're having.
Yeah.
You want to have a wedding or a public function or something like that, it gives you kind of a separation point from the river and do something like that.
Thank you, Commissioner Grove. Commissioner Duncan?
I concur with everything that I've heard so far that my fellow commissioners have stated. I would like for it to be as simple as possible. I'd like to preserve as much of the natural element as we can. I'm actually glad that we are required to have an educational component because of the property. I also do not think that bathrooms are necessary. I like the shade sail idea or the retractable, but again, we have to think about, I like the idea of it being simple for storms,
mm-hmm.
those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
So are you two looking at 5-6?
She's looking at 5-6-5, yeah. She's looking at the deck platform with the...
Yes, I was looking more at 5-6.
Right. And again, please take that. That's not a finished product. That's nothing more than, you know, we still need to work those details out.
Yes.
We'll bring that back to you. Well, I don't see this. I don't see the building of the new building as being finite tonight.
Oh, no.
Those are just an idea to throw out there and say maybe we just do a big open platform with something, some terminus out there with a building, you know, a covered area that you could provide, you know, a wedding ceremony with a pergola on either side of it. Don't take those as gospel
no,
being
no,
the finished product.
No, we're talking concepts.
Yeah, that's exactly mm-hmm. right. You're talking concepts.
Thank you.
Commissioner Elliott?
Thank you, Mayor. I agree also with the 5.6 concept going for more of a pergola, open air, and with the shade covers available on it. Just from the last meeting, my comments were mostly along the lines of I wanted to see more development of dock space as that is a huge revenue driver, bringing in boaters off the intercoastal and also casual boaters, temporary dock space for that and the such. The possibility of having something akin to a charter captain row along this area, just because with its positioning underneath the bridge and that part of the waterway, it's not exactly ideal for liveaboards and the such like that. So some sort of transient traffic, I think, would be most ideal for that area. And the other concern is just because we are doing all of this, this property was acquired off of grant funding. If it is built, it will be built off of grant funding. And I think a huge consideration that should be put into that before any construction takes place is having a full projection of what the annual maintenance, upkeep, and insurance, utilities, and so on and so forth will be for that building, so we can cost-benefit analysis that and figure out if we're going to be able to afford it. Because in my mind, the Poppin building, should this happen, will not be a standalone venue. It would make sense to tie it into the Battery Park and Battery Park Marina circuit because you've got it just right around the grass right there, and they're also revenue producing, so they can also help take care of any structures put there. So those are my main comments at this time. I'm primarily more in favor of leaning towards dock space and staying on something open air, but am open to other possibilities if they are the right price.
Thank you. Well, again, in fairness, we can look at the extension coming off the back of the building and seeing if there's some way we can attach to do a projection out to a future dock or something to connection. You know, I have no problem doing that whatsoever. Again, you know, these are just, we're just trying to throw ideas out to try to get help, try to generate conversation. And I appreciate the comment and appreciate the input, you know, from all of you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. It appears the consensus is that to look at more of the open deck concept, 5.6. No bathrooms, that's the consensus. Salvage the material. Have a space for interpretation, information. So that is... sounds like that's the direction we want to move.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll be happy to try to finalize our demo documents for phase one. We'll be happy to work with you all and staff to try to, as we push this forward and flesh it out and give you more insight as to what, where it goes. Be happy to do so.
Okay. So brief, what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
I would actually turn to Brett and ask him how much time he needs to kind of bring some more concepts, and we can kind of hone in on this a little more.
But
I would
as like to far take- as moving forward with the demolition and getting the project underway, the entire waterfront project, where do we stand on moving forward on that? So this was a component of that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one location out of the... community development block grant that's doing the whole waterfront. It also involves private business owners and their docks. My understanding is that the goal is to bid out that work in January, start of the year, with priority on the private business owners, and then we'll tackle the rest of it. The demolition is supposed to be in that set of plans. So that gives us time for the design. We just have to have the design package complete by September 2025 and give Brett plenty of time to tie that up nicely.
And I'm physically, I mean, I don't know what your schedule is for December, if you have that, but I'm physically, we could bring back fleshed out concepts on 5-6 for a workshop or just a presentation as where we're at. I'd like to get it to Commissioner Grove and Bree ahead of time.
I was just going to say, I think you're going to be here anyway. He was going to come back for something on the African American Museum. So if he's prepared to come back and discuss this again in December, we could do
happy
both.
To do so. We'd be happy to have something else for you. I like moving it forward.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
There any? I'm sorry.
The demolition.
Yes, sir.
Make sure we've mentioned at our public. I mean, at our
pull
meeting,
the mic down, George, please.
To save the old pylons that the building's sitting on, because the cypress under the ground will be just like the day they put it in there, and something could be done with it. But whenever they come out, don't throw them away.
Thank you.
I'm not going to bother with y'all anymore.
Thank you, George. Thank you for your time and your input, George. We appreciate your involvement.
Thank you.
So if there are no further questions or comments regarding the workshop, I am going to call for a motion to adjourn. And we have six minutes for the next meeting. So may I have a motion to adjourn the workshop? Have a motion by Commissioner Elliott. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Grove. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The workshop is adjourned.